Okay, let us turn to our Olos and get into Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey in Olos. Okay, wow. So we're still making progress, even though it may be slow, but we're getting ahead. Okay, so in today's Mishnah, we're talking about, as we were before, we're talking about this atrium, and we're talking about a two-story atrium, and we've got this hole that goes through the ceiling up the first floor, then it goes through the roof of the house. But in this Mishnah, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, we're talking about a very tiny atrium in which it's less than a tefach by tefach opening, and therefore it will not allow tuma to penetrate if it's coming from an ohel. So then the halacha is like this. If ein ba'arubot poteach tefach, if you don't have a shear of a tefach squared, so then, if you have the tumah anywhere under the roof, under the ceiling, upstairs, downstairs, I don't care what the din is, then the halacha is that anything that's opposite the opening is not going to be makabel tumah, because tumah cannot go through that opening if it's in a tumah of an ohel. But if the kezayis min hames is facing the opening, so then it radiates. And when it radiates directly up and down. And therefore, and as we saw before, it goes through even an area that's less than a tefach. And in that case, anything that is under the actual roof remains tahar, because the tuma goes straight out through the little hole. Now, how about if I put a kli over one of the holes? So here we have a fascinating halacha. Let us say that the tuma is under the ceiling, and let's assume it's on the bottom floor. And then I take a kli that can be makabel tuma, or a kli that cannot be makabel tuma, and I put it anywhere. I put it on the upper hole, on the ceiling, on the roof, I mean, or I put it on the lower hole, which means I put it on the floor or the ceiling of the lower floor, then the halacha is that anything that is inside of the house will become tamei, because of the fact that, remember, the kli is able to turn the entire building into one ohel, in which case all of anything that's even under the hole, which is now closed, basically, because any kind of kli, even if it's a makabel tuma, is mevi es hatuma. So the kezayis min hames is, which is, let's say, it's on the low floor, right, on the first floor. So it can spread tuma up to that opening. The tuma can't go through that opening because it's less than a tefach. If I put something on the ceiling, meaning it's on the top of the bottom floor, the tuma of the bottom floor will spread, and it can't get into the upper floor because the opening is too small, even though the kli is not able to be chaytzitz b'fnei hatuma. So there, in both cases, only the bottom floor will be tahar and not the upper floor. Now, imagine the case where I put the kezayis min hames on the bottom of the house between the two holes that are less than a tefach. But in this case, I put something that can be makabel tuma. So then the halacha is like this. Wherever it is, the upper hole, the bottom hole, if the tuma is keneged ha'arubot, it's facing the tiny opening, and you put a dover which is makabel tuma, no matter where you put it, what happens is amazing. Because what happens is that everything becomes tamei. Hakol tamei, on both floors. Let's try to figure out why that would be true. Let us say that I put this kli, and I put it over the roof, the little hole in the roof. So then the entire building is considered to be an ohel. What about the part, the kezayis min hamet, which is now on the bottom floor? The entire bottom floor, obviously, is going to become tamei. And since I'm putting that piece of the meit underneath the opening, it's also able to radiate tuma through that opening, even though the opening is not a tefach, because radiation goes through an opening that's not a tefach, and whatever I put on top of it is mekabel tuma, and therefore, since it's mekabel tuma, it is not able to be chaytz. It's bifnei hatuma, and therefore, once the tuma goes through that hole and hits the upper floor, it's now going to include the entire upper floor in the tuma. And even if, now this is okay, I understand, because there was a piece of a kli that spreads tuma over the roof, right? Wrong. Let me give you the case where I put the piece over the ceiling and I did not put it over the roof. And nonetheless, you'll see it's going to be exactly the same halacha that it was before. And this is a tremendous new chiddush that is very, very important. That is that we use the halacha of good asik in order to tell me that something that is on the bottom floor can be seen as lifted up, the same way that we said for mechitzas, can be seen as being lifted up and going up to the top floor. And therefore, the top floor is as if it's covered, in which case the entire second story over here is going to become tame because it has something that is maybe a satuma over it. Amazing halacha. Now, if in this case I take a kli that cannot be mekabel tuma, and I put that thing over the hole, and therefore if it cannot be mekabel tuma, since it's over the hole, it's going to be chotzeitz bifnei hatuma, so then the halacha is like this. If I put a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, no matter where I put it, if I put it on the upper roof or I put it on the lower, meaning the ceiling, over the ceiling of the lower floor, the din would be that only the lower floor becomes tummy. Why? So in the case where the kli that I put is over the ceiling, so then the lower floor is one ohel. And therefore the halacha is that the kezayis min ames will spread tuma throughout the floor, but since the opening is blocked, it can't possibly go through the opening because now it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma. In the case where it's on the upper opening, we use the halacha of good achit. Good achit means we take something down. So we use both the good asik, take it and push it up, and the good achit, take it and put it down, so that now we see it as covering the lower opening. And therefore, even in the case where I put the kli on the roof, the halacha is that the tuma only goes through the lower floor and cannot get into the second story. So this is a big, big chiddush where we've introduced a new concept of good achit and good asik.